Here we can demonstrate the point we made using a simple example. We take a very simple problem, and we take gamma equal to 1, and it's easy to check that x1, y1 equal to 0.5 satisfies the first two inequalities, but not third condition, because x1 identity, x1, 1, 1, y, is not a positive definite. So the three conditions, third condition is not satisfied. But that doesn't mean there isn't a H-infinity control for doing that, but it just means that you haven't found the right one, because you didn't solve the three conditions simultaneously. And it's actually, we can show that the optimal performance level is 0.73 to 1, so actually gamma is greater than, gamma equal to 1 is greater than this optimal value. Of course, there is suboptimal control to do that. Indeed, what we can show is that we can actually find x1 and y1 that is greater than 1 and less than 2. They all satisfy the three conditions, 1, 2, 3. So what I am showing here is that when you use an inequality approach, you have to be very, very careful. Even though those three conditions are necessarily sufficient, but you have to solve all the three conditions simultaneously. And from that point of view, I believe the Riccati equation approach is better than the Riccati inequality or linear matrix inequality approach. Especially if you are not interested in the reduced order controller, where the inequality approach does has the advantage of characterizing explicitly the or the condition for the existence of a low order controller. It doesn't mean actually it can be computed. Actually, it's very, very hard to compute in any way, because the third condition, the rank condition, is much, much hard to satisfy.